Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Welcome to Focus on the Upstate, a pre-recorded production dedicated to informing you about organizations that serve our community and how you can get involved with them. Here's your host, Matthew Causey.
Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Upstate. I'm your host, Matthew Causey. Today we have special guest Alex Reynolds, the Communications Committee Chair of the Greenville County Historic and Natural Resources Trust. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Matthew. Good to meet you today.
Definitely. So tell me just a little bit about the organization that you're with. What kind of stuff do y'all do over there?
Yes, certainly. So the Greenville County Historic and Natural Resources Trust is actually a county-created entity, and I serve as the, as you said, the chair of the Communications Committee. I'm actually appointed to that trust's board by Greenville County Council. So Greenville County Council has a lot of boards and commissions they appoint, one of which is the board that controls the allocation of funding from the trust. So basically the way it works is Greenville County Council is part of its annual budget allocates money into a trust account, right? It's basically a set apart account in order for us to be able to evaluate projects and contribute to projects that we think uphold the purposes that the county set up for the trust to go after, which is basically to help fund projects that preserve, as the name implies, Greenville County's historic and natural resources, right? Greenville County's growing a lot. It continues to grow. And as it's growing, we all see there's these historic places. There's, as we'll talk about in a little bit, there's properties that have both historic and natural, right? With this particular project down towards Five Forks. There's a lot of those types of places that are just really special. And there's a lot of organizations out there that work to preserve those types of properties to make sure that, hey, we think this property is important enough that we want to keep it as is or turn it into a park or do something like that out of it, right? So the trust has existed since 2021 or so is when we were all originally appointed to the board, and that's how long I've served on that particular board. And in that time, we've had several different projects. The biggest projects that we've done to date have been the Paris Mountain State Park project, right, which was to help Natureland Trust purchase property to add to Paris Mountain State Park. It was a project up to expand Jones Gap State Park and some of those areas up towards the Blue Wall. And we've, of course, got this particular project before us today. So that's who we are, what we do, and some of the types of projects that we work in.
So you mentioned earlier a little bit about some of the growth in Greenville. How has some of that growth affected your work over the past couple of years?
Well, I mean, in a large part, the trust was created directly as a result of county council looking for different ways to help with some of the adverse effects of growth, right? I think growth is one of those things where it has pros and cons to it, right? We experience a lot of the cons, right? We also experience a lot of the pros, right? There's different restaurants and businesses that have located in the upstate because of all that growth. The cons being, of course, that, you know, hey, there's properties that are farmland that get turned into housing developments. We all feel the traffic every day, right? The Greenville County Historic and Natural Resources Trust is basically a very targeted tool that says, hey, we've got lots of organizations out there that are equipped to go find properties that have historic or natural significance and say, hey, this property is worth protecting, but they need money to be able to do that, right? So the trust works by saying, hey, we can selectively invest local money in these organizations to go towards them acquiring these properties or putting conservation easements on them, different.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Sorts of things there. And then they can say, go out to other funders and say, hey, our local community backs us, right? Hey, we think adding to Paris Mountain State Park is important as a community. So when they go out and apply for funding outside of Greenville County with the State Conservation Bank, different sorts of federal entities, other nonprofits and philanthropic organizations that exist just to give money to these types of projects, it helps them to say, hey, our local community is bought into this. And so a lot of what we talk about is our leverage, right? But at the end of the day, so far, for every dollar we invest in a project, over $6 has come into Greenville County as a result of the money that we invest in projects. So we're definitely a tool that these organizations that go out and do this preservation work can use to leverage other monies to come into the county as well. Does that make sense?
Oh, definitely. So tell me a little bit about why some of this preservation work is so important for Greenville.
Yeah. Oh, certainly. I mean, the work of the trust, I think, is highly important, right? The types of projects that we are working on are really aimed at preserving the county's historic character and historic and natural character, right? When we think about the types of projects that we have represented, whether that was the Piedmont Historic YWCA building down in Piedmont, right? That's a historic asset to that community. There's not all, it needed to be acquired by the Historic Society in that area to be able to preserve it for so future generations can understand what was there and the significance of it, right? And different types of projects like the Paris Mountain State Park expansion, right? Paris Mountain State Park sits right in the middle of Greenville County. It's one of the most visited state parks in the state, right? Because of its geographic location. How many state parks where there's a huge mountain are right next to a densely populated city, right? So the trust allows us to say, hey, there's this huge piece of acreage that sits right next to the park. The property owner says, hey, I want to take part and do my part to help add to the state park. They find an entity, in that case, an organization called Natureland Trust that works to do just that. They help acquire land and then donate it to the state parks department. And so that property owner who's willing can say, hey, I want to take part in this. I want to give my land. I want to sell my land at a preferred rate to Natureland Trust. And then Natureland Trust turns around and gives it to the state parks department, and the county trust that we are a part of gets to play a role in helping fund that initial purchase, right? We pay, we are limited, right? When we evaluate projects by the way that we're set up, we can't pay more than the fair appraised price. So, you know, one of the common critiques is, right, oh, well, you're driving up prices. Believe me, if a developer wants to come buy a piece of property in Greenville County, they can pay as much as they want to, right? We're limited to the appraised price. So really, we're really working all the way through with willing property owners that have properties that are of historic or natural value that they want to protect. They then go find an organization who shares their values, and they work together to get under contract. And then those organizations come to people like us and then other, as I said, state and federal funding entities and say, hey, we've got this great project. It aligns with your criteria. We go and evaluate it. We take site visits out. We talk with them on the phone. We figure out all the ins and outs of the project, make sure it's really in line with maximizing the return on investment for the taxpayers of Greenville County, to say, okay, this is a project that is going to help preserve Greenville County's natural and historic character, right? And so, and I think in that way, when we talk about growth, right, a lot of those fears around growth are like, hey, we're losing ourselves in this growth, right? by preserving these special places and these natural resources, we get to help make sure that those things are protected for future generations to enjoy, right? I'll be able to take my son down to any of these particular sites that we've been able to invest in and say, hey, your dad got to take part in helping make sure that this was here so that you could understand where you came from, as we move into the future. Does that make sense?
Oh, definitely. Part of what prompted the conversation today is the fact that the new nature park in Greenville was announced, and we touched on that slightly a little bit there. You mentioned it earlier, but tell me a little bit more about what is this new nature park going to be?
Well, that's a fantastic question, right? No, it's a great project that we're really excited about. This particular project is down off Adams Mill Road down in the southern part of Greenville County, down near the Five Forks area, right? So this is obviously a highly developed area. The YMCA of Greenville County, of course, is the willing partner in this, right? So YMCA of Greenville County has owned this property for a long time. And they are consolidating some of their assets down in that particular part of the county. And they have that property is unique in that it has a historic site on it, right? It's got a house that dates back to the early 1800s on it. And it's 52 acres, I believe, which is a pretty good chunk of land. So the obviously, if they wanted to sell that to a developer, they could go make a ton more money, right? But what they decided is that, hey, it is worth us working with a local organization, in this case, the Upstate Preservation Trust. The Upstate Preservation Trust came under contract with the YMCA of Greenville County to buy this property from them. And then the Upstate Preservation Trust has applied to the Greenville County Historic Natural Resources Trust, our entity, right, to get part of the funding to fund their purchase of this project from the YMCA. So we and the South Carolina Conservation Banks are the two organizations that they've the Upstate Preservation Trust have applied to for funding. So where it stands right now from the Historic Trust perspective is that our grants committee has voted to approve recommending to our full board the funding of this particular project. And this project is before our full board at our next board meeting in a couple of weeks for us to consider funding fully. So I've been at the site visit. And as part of what got this into the current news cycle, right, is that at every cycle, right, we accept applications 3 times a year. This particular project, we like to keep the Greenville County Council Finance Committee, right? Greenville County Council appoints our board members. They award our funding. So we try to keep them in the loop about what's going on. So in this particular project's case, some of the lovely press in our area were able to find out about this project at the Finance Committee, which got the word out as it's still under contract. So we have not funded the project yet, but the Upstate Preservation Trust has, as I said, applied to us for funding, and we're going to be voting on whether to finally award that funding here in a couple of weeks on our end, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so this park is supposed to be a nature park. So what exactly is the difference between a nature park and a quote-unquote regular park?
Yeah, that's a great question. That largely is probably just a piece of nomenclature, right? It is a large nomenclature, meaning how it's named, of course. It is a large tract of land, right? It's like, I think I said 52 acres earlier. I think it's actually 54 acres. It's a large piece of property that the Y used as an outdoor center. So I think the intent right now will be for a lot of it to stay open. The ultimate end result, right? So just to keep it straight here, the Upstate Preservation Trust is buying it from the Y. The Upstate Preservation Trust is going to work on the historic house that's on the property to preserve it. But the ultimate intent is for Greenville County Recreation to come into possession of this property. So Upstate Preservation Trust, after they've acquired it, can work out with County Rec the details to transfer the property to them and how all that'll work. They may do some additional work on the house to restore it to its original historic state, right? I think, so when you ask, what is a nature park, I think, you know, there's different types of parks, right? Some have ball fields on them and large playgrounds. I believe the intent, because of the overdeveloped or highly developed nature, we'll say, of the Five Forks area, is to be able to leave this property a little bit more natural, right? To give the residents in that area a more open space to enjoy in an area that, has in my probably a little bit of a shortage of open space, I think we could all say.
So what exactly led to focusing on this property? What led y'all to this property specifically for this?
Yeah, well, we don't get let. So we don't lead anyone to properties, right? And so that's where the willing landowner, in this particular case, the YMCA of Greenville County, had the property. They are trying to consolidate their resources, right? They've got a few different Ys down in that part of the county. So they're selling off some property, trying to consolidate into fewer properties, right? And so they are looking at like, okay, we've got this 54-acre lot. What do we want to do with it, right? They could turn around, sell it to the developer, or they could say, hey, we want to maintain this property close to its current usage. So instead of it turning into, 54 acres could probably host quite a few homes. Instead, their board and their executive team chose to work with the Upstate Preservation Trust to maintain that property as an open space and a historic property. And then that's where the Upstate Preservation Trust applies to us, the historic trust, for funding. So we don't go out and like cherry pick properties and say, oh, we want that property, that property, that property. It's always led by the property owner saying, hey, I've got a property and I want to work with somebody to make sure it stays open or historically preserved. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So what is this nature park expected to look like once the project is finished?
Yeah, that is a great question that I don't have the answer to, because ultimately at the end of the day, that will be determined by Greenville County Recreation once they come into possession of the property, right? So Greenville County Rec, which is the department of Greenville County as well, to be the end possessor of this particular property. And so I assume they're already working on what that particular, like, you know, where plans and trails and things like that might go. I assume they're working on that. Again, our role is fairly limited to the funding aspect. It will ultimately be Greenville County Recreation who will determine the look and shape of that particular project. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So I'm assuming there's no projected timeline whatsoever coming up yet in these early discussions.
Yeah, yes, that's correct. I mean, at the end of the day, Greenville County Rec is on board. Upstate Preservation Trust and the Y are obviously under contract with each other. Our grants committee has recommended unanimous approval for this project. So, all the partners are on board with it. But as far as timeline for a park opening there, no, I that would be in the hands of Greenville County Rec and whatever timeframes they set. This would be the first, as I understand it, new park that Greenville County has announced intended to launch in about 15 years. So, it's a really pretty exciting opportunity to be able to preserve such a great area down in the Five Forks area.
So what is some of the historical significance of this lot that's worth preserving?
Sure. So that particular lot has a house, as I said, that dates back to the early 1800s. It was originally operated as a kind of a plantation, right? So there's relics of slavery that are still at the house, right? There's a barn there that was where slaves on the property lived, right? And so it has a lot of pre-antebellum, we might say, type ties to it through the Civil War into the modern days, as I said, where the Wise uses the property. So it's a really great piece of property to be able to preserve that ties all the way back to the very early times of settlement here in the Greenville County area.
So I believe that some of that land was also used a little bit for some trash dumping and landfill type stuff a couple decades ago. Is that expected to be affecting anything with the park at all?
So that's come up a little bit in our discussions. It is my understanding, and I'll say it that way, that a lot of that has been remediated, or there are plans in place in these contracts to verify that it gets remediated, right? SCDHEC, of course, whenever you do a closing like this, gets involved and does a site analysis and those sorts of things. So yeah, so to your question, will it be taken into consideration? Yes, 100% it'll be taken into consideration, but it's my understanding that a lot of that environmental concerns have been addressed previously, or there are plans to address them as the project moves forward.
So we mentioned a little bit about some of the local area and this park being for some of those local residents. Is this the only park in that will be in that area now for local residents, or is there other land being used for similar purposes around there?
I'm a resident more of the East Side area, serving on our communications committee, right? So I will admit that I don't have the county park system memorized down in that particular part of the county. I'm sure there are other county rec properties in the area, but I think this would be by far one of the largest, right, at 52 acres.
Speaking of that size, how does that compare to some of the other parks and preserved areas around the county, especially those that y'all have worked with?
Well, yeah. So, I mean, a good reference point in my mind as I'm thinking, as we're talking right here, right, is like Unity Park. I'm sure a lot of your listeners have probably seen it in downtown Greenville. We were not involved in that property, to be clear, but as a size reference, right, that's about 160 acres, give or take, right? So that's kind of relative, right? So we're talking, you know, about a third or a little bit less, more depending. Anyway, we're talking about a third roughly of that sort of area, right? So that's kind of about the size of it. As I said, I am not fully familiar with all the county rec assets down in that particular area, but just a quick glance at their map of where their parks are located here, I don't see that there are a ton of resources that they have in that particular area of the county. So I definitely think this will be a great opportunity to give a nice public amenity of nature park that people can walk through that's very close to a lot of residents, right? This area, if you go look on a map, it's surrounded by subdivisions, and there are thousands upon thousands of houses within, you know, a 10-minute drive, right? So this can be a great opportunity place for young families to come and visit, people to, as I said, learn about history as well. So there's a lot of different opportunities with this, the strategic positioning of this particular property.
How do you think that a park like this would likely affect some of this local community as well, especially with, there is probably a concern with Adams Mill Road just being a 2-lane road, if this would bring a bit of extra traffic in that area? Do you think that that would have any kind of effect or...
Yeah, I it would not be my impression that I would be super concerned about that, right? I mean, at the end of the day, there are county parks all over the place. If you think about it, right, between the county and the state, especially up in my particular end of the county, right, I've got the pavilion very close by. I don't think, for the most part, I'm driving to the other side of town to go to a county park, right? Now, I might go up to Paris Mountain State Park, might go up to the mountains to go to Jones Gap or something like that. But I would think assets like this, right, parks like this, are really there for the people that live in that particular area. And I would imagine that is likely the main constituency of it, right? And also, I mean, to that particular point as well, this is coming about because the Y is relocating services out of this area into another place. So I think, you know, the net effect of this, if you factor in the fact that the Y is relocating services and this is coming in, I would imagine you're still at a kind of a negative traffic effect, if you will, right, between those particular entities. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. So tell me a little bit about some of the plans that your organization is looking at after this park. What kinds of things are you looking at in the future now?
Yeah, certainly. Well, we, as I mentioned, we operate on an application cycle, right? So these, so in this case, I've in our interview, I think I've mentioned like Natureland Trust is one organization. In this case, this is Upstate Preservation Trust. We've worked with the Piedmont Historic Society, Upstate Forever. A lot of these sorts of organizations bring us applications 3 times a year. So right now, this project came in our November application period. Our next application deadline, I believe, is April the 1st, will be the next time applications get submitted for evaluation by our board. So at the moment, I know that we're always, you know, applications are coming in, but frequently organizations will kind of reach out ahead of time and say, hey, we're thinking about bringing this. Does this aligned to your what you all are looking to do? And again, a lot of what we're looking to do is maximize return on investment. We're very aware that we are ultimately funded by Greenville County's revenue, which means we are funded by taxpayers. So we're always wanting to make sure that the dollars that we are given to allocate are going to the projects that give the best return on investment financially and in terms of impact of, hey, in this particular project's case, right, it's right in the middle of that Adams Mill area. We're helping growth-wise, right, as we're funding this project by not another 54-acre subdivision coming in. And we're also saying, hey, this project gives access to open space and historic areas to all of the neighborhoods that are right there in that immediate vicinity. So we're always looking for those types of projects. I can't, of course, publicly speak about projects that have not been applied for yet. But our next application cycle, as I said, comes in April, and we are always eagerly anticipating what new projects are going to come in.
Awesome. Well, is there anything else about the y'all's work or this nature park that you think is worth mentioning and sharing?
We're just very grateful. As I said, I've been a part of the Trust Board from its founding. So far, we have been able to invest, as I said, about $1.6 million. With that, we have protected over 1,400 acres protected total real estate value of over $16 million in 13 projects, right? So if you want to find out more about that work, you can visit us online at gchnrt.org. I didn't make up the name of the trust. Sorry about that. We can all thank our county councilman for that. And we are very grateful for them funding the trust, of course. But it is a little bit of a long name, but you can find us online at gchnrt, as I said, .org.
Awesome. Well, thank you again so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, Matthew.
Oh, definitely. This has been Focus on the Upstate. I'm Matthew Causey, and I'll see you all again next week.
Thank you for listening to Focus on the Upstate with Matthew Causey. If you'd like more information on today's topic, email focusontheupstate@odyssey.com.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.